Star, Brother and Sister, GB. St. Helena, California, December 12, 1910. Dear Brother and Sister Star, I have received and read your letter, and I was relieved of a great burden by learning that you are at Melrose. I have received a letter from Dr. Kress intimating that he has decided to remain at Washington. Your letter came the same day, saying that you are working in the Melrose Sanitarium and also doing some work in Boston. In no place could you find a center for your work equal to Melrose. If I could be free from my writing and could possibly leave home to unite with you in the work there, I should make no delay in doing so. But I have an unfinished book on Old Testament history, for which I'm trying to complete the manuscript. If the Lord spares my life and gives me strength, I shall certainly make another visit to Boston and Portland. We've had a very pleasant fall. In this particular locality, we have little severe cold. Today has been a most beautiful, cloudless day. For several days, I've had no fire either in my bedroom or in my writing room. Early this morning, I lit a fire in my fireplace and burned a few chunks, but have had no fire since. I long to be engaged in earnest work in the field, and I should most assuredly be actively engaged in public labor did I not have much important writing to do. My heart is filled with a most earnest desire to place the truth before all who can be reached. I am writing important matter for publication, but I have to move very carefully, lest I place myself where I cannot write at all. I may not live long, but I am not suffering as much health-wise as I might expect. Our only safely is to be wholly on the Lord's side. We are not to be presumptuous or ignorant in regard to cause and effect. I want you and your wife to remember that you are standing in a most responsible position, and that every phase of your work is to bear the stamp of God's approval. Satan is untiring in his efforts to make the truth of no effect. Consider how it has been since that terrible judgment came upon San Francisco. Instead of the people being called to repentance and humility, and to a turning away from their sins, crime has remarkably increased. Violence and iniquity of every description have become widespread, and every now and then, some new species of fraud is exposed. Let us give these things our careful consideration. The Lord's philosophy, plainly outlined in His Word, is to be our rule of life. The entire being is to be under the control of the One who knows the end from the beginning. The Bible, and the Bible only, is to be our guide. We must follow and obey the life-giving principles of heaven, not only our inclinations. The wisdom and the power of God, working upon the receptive heart, brings mind and character into harmony with the laws and rules of heaven. Individually, we must have the guidance of the Holy Spirit in order to communicate to the world the great facts of truth and righteousness. Let us open the windows of the mind heavenward. We are bidden to sound an alarm to the people. The watchmen must not fail now. They must watch unto prayer, that they may have a clear perception of their obligation to Him who, though the only begotten Son of God, came to our world to lead men and women away from the guidance of Satan. We are to instruct and guide souls to look to Christ's example, to realize their obligation to Him whose they are by creation and by redemption. He is the owner of every man and woman and child who comes into the world. This He became by paying the redemption price. If fallen human beings will consent to become sons and daughters of God in willing obedience, they will become one with Christ. The Savior has bought them by giving His life to pay the penalty of sin. I am instructed to say that those who are truly converted will reveal the saving grace of Christ by laboring for the souls blinded by Satan. In their own lives, God's workers are to show forth the power of truth and righteousness. The world is soon to meet the great lawgiver over His broken law. Those only can hope for pardon who turn from transgression to obedience. We are to raise the banner on which is inscribed the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Revelation 14, verse 12. This is the great issue. Let it not be put out of sight. We must strive to arouse church members and those who make no profession to see and obey the claims of the law of heaven. We are to magnify this law and make it honorable. We are to arouse those who are sunk in spiritual slumber. This is no time to put out of sight the grand issue for this important time. God charges his people to magnify the law and make it honorable.
When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, then the Sabbath was given to our world, that man might remember that in 6 days the Lord made the world, and that he rested on the seventh day, sanctifying it and setting it apart as holy. God gave us the Sabbath as a memorial of creation, a means by which we are to call him to mind as the creator of the world. He is the true and living God, our teacher, our redeemer, our savior.